Begin the current daven. Sechtik subis tavches. Begin the minav. Begin the tazmas. Begin the digma. Hashakol baruch vaydoi. The bracha of that everything was created for his honor. The yitzah adam and the form is man. Tesh explains pesachas b'baruch. It opens up with a baruch. Afa pishakol achas machlechaberto. Although each one is near the other one, which generally you don't open up with a bracha. But Tesh explains kibun iksara saying since they're short brachas. Im lohayi b'sich b'baruch. If you wouldn't open up with a baruch, in yakol bracha achas, it would seem like it's just one long bracha, continuing what was from before. It would look like that it started from the bracha of Yetzer Adam Asher Yatzah. So therefore, one has to go ahead and make a new bracha, a new start of the baruch by Asher Yatzah. But continues Taisus is of the Sois Tassus. Shehi Acha Bracha Arucha, where it comes after a long bracha of Asher Yatzah, which opens and closes with a baruch, so ain't tzarich leftech b'baruch. So then you don't have to open up with a baruch because that doesn't have the svara that we just said before. And Asher Bara, why that bracha pesachas b'baruch, where that's coming after semech tesamach, which should be a bracha hasmuch lechaverta. So that's a selfishim of varchem oisa befnei atzma, because sometimes you can make that bracha on its own. Shem pan chadashas, when there's no one new, that's the only bracha you make. The pesach b'kazak Rashi explains that reason. Now, regarding the first bracha, as well, shakol baruch vayd v'yetzah adam pesach b'kazak, just how Machar Rashi explains a different reason why the halach is going to be that, like Taisa says, why you open up with a baruch. And v'rach pesach b'kazak Chanan, he actually explains the yetzah adam, that the bracha v'yetzah adam is Pesachas b'baruch. Why does that start with a baruch? He says l'fish lahaya oimer isak etikam b'samach, because as the Gemara tells us shortly that there were those who actually wouldn't say it, and therefore it's not really considered as part of the order of brachas, and therefore it's not considered a brachas. And then this continues. Says b'emer bein tam. He says the perakam of the brachas, the first perakam brachas of Yerlavan Bezgam b'brachas at Torah. We have Garcinan. The Gemara says Rabbi Yechonon Misayim b'hachi. He would conclude the brachas of Lasi b'de b'tayu the Haravna that should be sweet, etc. The bracha achasi. Where that's considered one bracha, and the conclusion of lasik divrei sira, and Tosa explains, he says the iha b'shtei brachas, because it's Tosa saying that it's really one bracha, because if it would be two brachas, then based on the principles that we're saying, one would have to open up a bracha where because avagav b'smuch lechaberta, but even though it's right after bracha lasik divrei sira, Tosa says kivin shalosh lefenei kitzava, like we said, since the one before it we explained. Is short, it would look like one bracha, so therefore you have to open up with a bracha. So therefore, obviously, then it's not because it's two bracha, it's actually one long bracha. Now, and after that, the text of the Gemara is, therefore you have to go ahead, since it's the ma'ulash of a bracha, you have to say both. So it says, well, look, it's in the kula, the Gemara is not all of them, because that would be the case of a mashma and the shalosh brachas, and all would sound like that there's more than two, that there's three. But that based on what we said, there's no. It's not a. It's not its own bracha. It's only part of lasik. So there's only two brachas: lasik and asher bracha. So therefore, the girsa has to be the tavai. Next is master bringing the gemara chodi tzir haba, that the creation of man was one formation. So he says. So let me have to say dani kaman daman that's like the one who says that parts of echad. That Tais explains. That means to say that it was one form with an appendage with a tail. I mean, chodi tzir means to say that it was one part of. Not like the one that says that there was two parts from Mizrach and the Keva, and then they separated them. And that's what I mean when we're saying that it means Chadi Yetzirah. Because Tess explains, the Kamba Sachet and Akhtig Mas says after this, the Kulam, the Quantum Chadi Yetzirah have that there was one formation. The Machlik is only if all of the Machshav in beginning to make two or not. And that Mar Sababah Machshavazin, one says you go based on the thought. And since there was a thought for two, so therefore it's going to be two. So he says, "Bereish perikshin David." Beginning, second perikshin David. The chesam elav mashma bad. It sounds explicitly the mandam parts of echad haba. According to one that says that there was one form, all of machshav li bars shnayim that Hashem originally entertained to make two. Al mandam hasam shnei batuvim. According to one that says that there was two forms, but Yisrael lehachi does not hold like this, and he holds that there was only all machshav to make one. So you can't explain this opinion according to one that says that there was two partsuf. And kach pirush Rashbam, that's how the Rashbam explains, which this is not like the other interpretation, which would sound like the other ways. Tais is saying that that you can't say it like that. Next, Tais must have begun with the word Rav Tanahu Palag. Oh, Rav Zatana, and the Fika disagrees. It's not difficult to ask him on a brisa. Says Taisis, now Loi Boy Lishnuya Tais bothered by a question that the Gemara did not want to answer. I mean, it's not difficult. That they were saying that you're saying that he could be part of the minion, that's by Berachas HaMazon, because Mishal Rebichna, like the Gemara answered by Rebichna. Says there's no, because the nearly Doichig Lamikin, it appears to him that that's pushing it to explain like that. And then from Nechli Tvei, Lemon the Polig, and therefore the Gemara prefers to say that just that he disagrees. Now, Medlikum Rebichna Tano Polig, so Tvei says from the fact that the Gemara did not give that same answer by Rebichna, like he gave by Rab, that he's a Tano and disagrees, it's like, he can prove to Rebichna Namayr how you thought he was Namayr. Because yeah, but Tano, if he was a Tano, Mishal Rebichna Rab, the Gemara would answer like an answer for Rab. Now, the Ainlach don't ask, wait, why does Rabbi Yechon just answer? I know the Amik Rav, the Tanhu. I'm like Rav, who is the Tan, and he disagrees with that Brisa. So it says, no, you can't say that because Rabbi Yechon, he makes Rav Katana. Rabbi Yechon did not hold Rav like a Tan. Because the Polig of Abba Chalduch, he always disagrees with Rav. So he can't say Tanhu Polig because he disagrees with him, and Amor cannot disagree with Tan. Because Rav was on that gray area about Tan and Amor. Now, Miu Ikan, now Rabbi Yechon and Shaytan, but Taisi does point out there was Rabbi Yechon that was a Tana. The Tana Bashil knows, like we learn in the Brice at the end of Mizak Noz, and Samachi, and Av Kamashir Tfisa, Pirish Rabbi Yechon and Vachulu. So we see that there was Rabbi Yechon and Tana, but not this Rabbi Yechon. This Rabbi Yechon is in the Mar.